And the engineers were the ones I know I shall never forget. As long as I live, the sitting in a studio down at KATV the 19th of December, and sitting there watching that television screen, and hoping to God, just hope, oh Lord, hope, let's help, let's hope us. Maybe we can figure out something that it will work out, and let's hope that we see a picture, because we'd already sold the sign on in both Oklahoma City and Little Rock, and sure enough, how wonderful it was to see that KATV sign come on the television. And over here at Oklahoma City, it was with the greatest relief that both of them, John went on the air in Oklahoma City the 20th, and I went on the air the 19th of December, 1953. What great days they were for us. We had spent every bit of the cash we could buy, borrow, and steal, and everything else that we had had gone into these stations, and we just, nobody has any idea what a great feeling Marjorie, John, and I, and our friends in Oklahoma City had that night. That was something out of this world. But then we got them both going, got them all on the air, and now then, the old bat wing antenna, we called them, was, I always thought a miserable piece of equipment, and it just barely did work. And finally, they did come out with a new antenna, but that was about 10, 15 years later. And those old bat wings, over at Little Rock, Arkansas, when we bought the equipment, they didn't have a 316,000-watt transmitter, which was the power the FCC had signed to all to Channel 7 and Channel 9 and Channel 8. So we just kept on working at it, and finally got it to go, and they'd said, now we think that this 178-foot station over in Little Rock will do color when color comes in. Lord, we looked at and hoped that color would someday come, but it was a long way down the line, and we were broadcasting at Oklahoma City on 178 kW in Oklahoma City. I've forgotten what it was, but it was much reduced from that because we couldn't get an antenna that would give us full power. It took us quite a long time to finally wind up all three stations on full power. And the tubes that I remember in Channel 8 in Tulsa, we had four tubes in the transmitter, and each one of them cost $4,500 a piece. And I thought, oh Lord, let's hope to God they'll run for a while. And they did. And in Oklahoma City, I've forgotten that. It was, of course, each time you stepped up in power, Oklahoma, or in channels from 7 to 9 is two channels, and it increased the size of the transmitter to be sure you'd get out 316,000 watts, what we call radiated power, from each. Antenna, one in Little Rock, when we first went on, would not carry 316,000 watts. Hadn't been built to do it since they had not ever built a transmitter. General Electric, we bought General Electric equipment in Little Rock because the other was not available. We bought RCA equipment in both Tulsa and in KTUL TV. We bought. We got the 316,000 watts, and before it was all over, 5 or 6 years later, we were all operating on 316,000 watts.